live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 of 2. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we can make America great again if we make America moral again. The principles that made America great can be returned to, can be embraced, and man, it will do wonders. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We are celebrating National Superhero Day, Kurt. We're just doing it a little different than the mainstream press does it. We're talking about real people doing real things. We talked about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, praise before every press briefing. We talked about Melania Trump and her campaign to help folks be a little more kind, a little more gentle, a little more motherly, a little more patient with one another. Good stuff. There's heroes everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Your mother, your father, leaders of the country who take the Constitution seriously. Good people doing good things. They're everywhere. You just got to hunt for them, folks. Speaking of good people doing good things, our buddy Neldon Johnson, he's the Raw Power 3 guy, RAPower3.com, RawPower3.com. And we're talking about disruptive technologies. And we provide a look into the future as people embrace and implement these technologies in ways that change our lives for the good. Welcome to the broadcast, Neldon. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, catch me up then on your court case. What's the latest?
I guess it's going along okay. The attorneys asked to have the case dismissed, you know. But, you know, that's something that we probably don't get too involved with. We hope that the judge is honest, and I hope that everything, you know, goes according to what it should. And I feel like the law is on our side. Of course, everybody in the game thinks their side's winning, so it's hard to tell. You know, and I'm not a lawyer, so probably ought to not get too involved in discussing that. You know.
Well, hopefully there'll be some friends that, you know, file friend of the court briefs in favor, and hopefully there could be some witnesses on the stand that bring forth the true details of some of these technologies that are important, of the law, and how you've applied the law that are important. And, you know, those are the things we're hoping for, right?
Well, yeah, the law is pretty adamant about why the government passed law. This case has really hurt the solar energy industry. In fact, it's hurt almost every industry that is involved with renewable energy. And since the government has harassed me since 2011, I believe, or 2012, over the various issues, there hasn't been another project even started. There hasn't been one new company getting interested in solar energy or renewable energy. They don't understand that this kind of an action, it dampens the whole industry from exploring new technologies and trying to use those technologies, because it is so difficult to bring out a new technology. And there's so many problems involved in developing a new technology, and especially new patented items. And there is so much risk in not developing. There's more chances that you'll make a mistake by a 10,000 to 1 than you will absolutely get everything right. And to hit the benchmarks that you think are, that you're able to reach, changes as you get to the benchmark and see other problems that may have to be addressed that you felt like were addressed by other industries, and it turns out that that's not the case. And so now you found yourself in another problem which has to be solved in order to get the product out to the market the way you'd like it to come out. And so you've got a real challenge. And then when you challenge to get a product out to the market, or the challenge to get something invented, or something to get through all of the R&D stages, which is a huge expense. I have $40 million invested in this project. That's just to tell you that we're a small company, okay? $40 million. And we started this project in 2000. The solar energy tax credits didn't come out until 2006. Now, are you telling me that I'm willing to start in 2000 investing $40 million on a tax scheme that makes me $10 million at the most, and I work my butt off, and I haven't drawn a wage in all that length of time. It's been my money into that company. It's been a drain on me and my family. You wouldn't believe how much pressure my wife goes through every day over these issues. And from my standpoint, truly, I would never do this again. Not in the United States.
Now, let me stop you there.
Develop a product in the United States again.
Let me stop you there and say this. You're saying that not because you don't believe in the technology, but because the regulations, because the harassment, because the manipulation of reality in an effort to shut down your efforts, that's the battle we're talking about. That's the you wouldn't do again part, right?
Let me tell you what I've done, okay? And no one else has done this. No one has improved the technology in 100 years to 50 years. The last new technology that was given out was in 1950 when the first silicon cells, solar cells, came out. Now, if these cells were so great, they haven't really improved them a great deal in 50, 60, 70 some odd years, say, or 60 plus years. If this technology was so great, then why isn't it on every home in the 1960s, in the 1970s, the 1980s? And when they brought the tax credits out, the only people that benefited from these is China. You put all your money over to China on every time you put a new solar system on a home, all the money goes to China. Now, what have I done? Okay, in the same area. What we've done is making it so my cost on solar energy, the actual cost of actual building and all of the things that we did, not my profits, not all the money I put in research and to get it to develop, just the raw cost, make it possible to go 30 to 35 cents a watt. Solar is between $3 and $4 a watt to put on your home. For every $1,000 that you invest in solar energy for your home, the return is $18 a year. That's it. You can't pay interest on that and make it. So you have to have government subsidies. You have to have a power company willing to buy your energy at retail cost, because you have to produce more energy from the home during the sunlight hours, and you can't store it. So you have to have somebody hooked to the grid that will be willing to pay you the retail amount of that product. Then they pay you back in kind. I want to tell you the word kind means that you're getting paid back power, not dollars, not cents, not 10 cents, not quarters, not dollars. You're getting paid back in kind, which is power that now you can use to power your home. Now, when you do that, you make everybody else on your line subsidize your power use. It does not make any economic sense. You do not gain any economic advantage by putting a solar panel on your home. And yet, that is okay. Ivanpah lost billions and billions of dollars, and all they did is regurgitate a project that was built down by the Marine base in California, out in Irvine, I think. Anyway, it's out in
it's California Irvine.
There. It's not. Anyway, it's out in California. That project was built, took about 4 years to build it, billions of dollars. It lasted 2 years. They shut it down because they couldn't afford even the maintenance on that. Even after the government gave them the project, they could not afford to keep it open and compete anywhere with electricity. Then they took that exact project, that exact same project that failed in California, and took that to Ivanpah and built three large plants. It cost $6 to $8 billion. $2 billion was given to them by the federal government. $2 billion in tax credit was given out to the people that own Google and Walmart.
All right, hold on, sir. Quick hard break on your radio. Neldon Johnson with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Raw Power 3 Technologies, RA. The word power, the number 3, rapower3.com. Neldon Johnson in seconds on your radio.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Right what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?" Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So we're learning about government. We're learning about disruptive technologies. We're learning from Neldon Johnson, rawpower3.com, of the battle, the epic battle that he's been involved in. Not only one to bring incredible new technologies to the earth and to make them available, but the battle that it takes due to out-of-control regulation, and more. He's basically saying that, hey, putting a solar panel on one's house, because of the subsidizing that goes on, because of the manipulation of money and this term called like kind, to where, hey, they don't pay you cash, they pay you in power and things like that, to where it's really a bad idea because it's so subsidized and manipulated that it becomes a con game. When the truth is, these technologies left to the private sector could come out and change the world, folks. That's the point, right, Neldon?
Well, the fact is when they put in, they advertise all these things, all of these benefits that you can have, and then they entice you to spend money to do it, and then they come in, and if you try, and I'm the only one that's been successful at it, they're not worried about me not making this thing work. They're worried that I can make it work. It is working right now. In fact, we'll have this running next week, you know. And what we're doing now is we've held a lot of technology back because we didn't want anybody to know what we were doing, because all of these, we've developed so many patents now that are patent pending, patent applied for. For example, this is the things that we've done in just the past 2 years. Okay, let me tell you. Most of your home can be run on heat rather than electricity, other than your lights, your televisions, your computer systems, everything. We can reduce your power bill down to maybe half a kilowatt an hour average home use, okay? And here's how you do it. Let me tell you. What we've developed now with our new heat exchangers, this is only possible because of the new patented heat exchangers that we've developed. Okay, let me tell you what we've got. Now, we developed a new refrigerator system that just uses heat, and the heat source is sulfuric acid reconcentrated by solar energy. Okay, so you take a flask, a bottle of dilute sulfuric acid, say a liter. We can dilute that through our system down to about a half inch at that bottom of a 2 liter bottle. That's how much you have to store the summer sun forever. Now, when you add water to that under pressure, you get a high temperature. We could get 500, 600, even 1,000 degrees if we want to, off of pressurized sulfuric acid with pressurized water. We've tested that. It works. There's a patent applied for on that process. Now, with that energy, we now can apply that to what is called a heat air conditioning system, where you use heat on the air conditioning to make the air conditioning work. You don't use a pump, electric pump, to compress your working Freon fluid or your refrigeration fluid. You use heat. Okay? So now I've eliminated all your heat in the summer of air conditioning your home by electricity. Now you can use a heat source. Okay? I then, with my special system using our patented heat exchangers, we now can take that same sulfuric acid and heat your water, heat your house, and we can take the summer sun and store that in sulfuric acid that never wears out. Once you buy it, it's reusable forever. Now, you can store the summer sun. You can now heat a greenhouse. You can heat your home. You can air condition in your home. You can run your refrigerators off heat. Now, these are all patented items that use our new technology. We're patent pending on a new, a patent applied for, on a new dryer for your clothes. It doesn't need electricity to dry your clothes. You now can get energy from the sun stored. Use it anytime you choose to make your dryer operate, whether it's in the dead of winter or the midnight in a summer day. You can still run your air conditioners. You can run your clothes dryers. You can run your refrigerators. You can run your freezers. And never use electricity on any of those items, including heating your water, heating your home. Now, that's 70%. I just changed 70% of the usage of electricity on your home using solar energy and my sulfuric acid and my new heat exchangers. I have 30 new packs. Now, if you have, in addition to that, okay, we have a new unit that will go on your RV, and it folds down on top, it pops up, and it tracks the sun and heats and recirculates or reconcentrates sulfuric acid for your motorhome. Now, sulfuric acid, again, when you add it with sewage system, converts your sewage to a carbon, cleans your sewage. 90% of your sewage then is consumed by the action of the sulfuric acid, and it produces heat for your RV. It produces air conditioning for your RV. It produces your heat and cooling for your RV and your refrigeration for your RV. And again, all you need then is battery lights once in a while that you charge off your automobile or some little teeny thing, or you can use the solar panel to charge your batteries. Now you've got an RV that doesn't need propane. That's incredible. And we're just introducing these items right now. We're getting them out to the websites. We're introducing them. We can take over your grocery stores with a brand new type of cooling and freezing your products. All your freezers will be done with heat. All of your refrigeration will be done with heat. All your cooling of your buildings will be done with heat. I'll eliminate 70% of the electricity used by grocery stores or other buildings by 70%, and I can store that with the summer sun. This is real. This can be done today, and it's cost-effective because of my ability to reduce the cost of the solar energy panels.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Neldon, one of the things that some people listening may be going, oh, how can he do all this, and how do you use heat to make cool stuff like your fridge and things? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just got to study up. You'll find that that's heat is used now for that. And this man is the inventor of, you know, your basically your shopping, your self-checkout system, as well as so many other things he's already done. So he knows whereof he speaks. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we bring him to you.
My summation
Go ahead.
Of it,
Sorry
Kurt,
to interrupt
one thing
you.
To think about, too, is, you know, we need a tagline for rawpower3.com. And it might be something like this: consider the possibilities, or imagine the possibilities. You know, this kind of stuff is innovative. It's unique. I believe it's government regulation that prevents it from coming to the table. That's why it's on Liberty Roundtable, so you can imagine the possibilities, so that you can consider the ideas, so that you can understand it and learn about it. And these are the kind of things that we need to do and be involved in to move the needle on the opportunities that this affords. Neldon, we don't have you all hour long. Too bad. Give us a parting shot. We want to keep up on your Africa trip and the things you're doing there, on some of the new technologies that are coming out imminently that you're speaking of. We'll keep an eye on this week after week as things unfold, sir. Any final thoughts this hour?
No, I just venting a little bit today.
We love it. It's educational.
Yeah, venting. We appreciate it.
I love this country. I wish that we hadn't gone so far a field, but they really have destroyed. There hasn't been anybody now. 95% of all the solar companies that started out are broke.
All right, thank you, sir. Godspeed. We'll chat soon.
Right.
There you go.
Keep up the good work.
Neldon Johnson, Raw Power 3. R-A, the word power, the number 3. RawPower3.com. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm telling you right now, Neldon Johnson, rawpower3.com, comes on the radio on Vantage to get more education in a half hour. Too bad that wasn't presented on C-SPAN into Congress, huh, Kurt? Hey, you got an educational rant for new technologies here, ladies and gentlemen. Sit down, Congress. Listen up.
Well, and that's exactly right. I know that, you know, you heard him say at the end, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I got a field or whatever. Well,
oh,
you
just
know,
go just, field all day,
just,
sir. Keep it up.
He just doesn't understand our program, you know, where we promote God, family, and country. And, of course, the reason we bring up the errors in government is that we hope that, you know, like President Trump has talked about, that a lot of this regulation, a lot of these swamp monsters will disappear and leave people like Neldon Johnson and so many others free to, well, make America great again.
But you know the only problem with this, don't you, Kurt? This threatens their very tyrannical control grid, globally speaking.
Right.
And hey, you'd have nations that are independent. You'd have families and communities that are independent. You'd have, I mean, talk about the Declaration of Independence. This would be kind of the technological Declaration of Independence thing. They just can't have that because it threatens their absolute control grid, Kurt. And that's what the rub is, isn't it?
Well, that's a monster part of it, and it kind of just meters down into, like, say you're, you know, let's say you're a big car company and you got huge amounts of money invested in gasoline cars, or you're a big, oil company, and you've got huge amounts. Well, these disruptive technologies can pretty much...
Can I make a pun?
Put you out of business. Sure.
They're fossils, Kurt, and their time is up.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you look at what could happen, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, what was your tagline again?
Imagine the possibilities, or consider the possibilities. Both would be great, great taglines for their company, Kurt.
And you think about if you could literally put your house and grow your food and have all the water and power you need anywhere on the planet.
But if you did that, how are you going to be subject to the banking cartel, Kurt? How are you going to be forced into war and all this kind of stuff, right?
Or perpetual debt,
That's right.
Instead of paying $300,000 for your lot, you might,
get one for $1,000 or $5,000 or whatever the number be.
Simply,
right?
Because you can use all that ground anywhere. And then you're not subject and hooked to the power grid system that could be, imagine like the biggest threat you can imagine, and that is, the bad guys, ISIS, fill in the blank, whatever, they get a nuclear bomb, right? And they target the grid and shut it down so that, it's not just Puerto Rico that's living back in the Stone Age. It's all of us.
Heard that. Anyway, there's a couple of headlines I want to get to. There's another hero that I want to highlight before the end of the hour, too. So we got to rock and roll on this.
All right.
The first, so you went to rawpower3.com's website. They linked to another website. And I kind of back into this a little bit because it's IAUS. IAUS.com. And on that website, right, it's got an about page talking about the Raw Power 3 project and the IAUS company and such like that started in 1987. But they go on and talk about a little bit of their history, who they are, the technologies they brought forth, and a whole lot more. If you want to study up on it, folks, that's where you go. But they also talk about this interesting tidbit that I've never heard of called PERPA, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And I'll give you the first little paragraph at the about section on IAUS.com's page. And it says, founded in 87. So here we are in 2018. So you're talking, quite a few years ago.
Basically, my whole adult life time.
Yeah, it says that IAUS develops and markets high-technology products. The company, which has been publicly traded since 1988, and I would add harassed by the government in so many other ways. But anyway, back to theirs. It says, has patented and patent-pending technology for diverse markets such as renewable energy production, wireless communication, self-service consumer purchasing, consumer electronic devices, and secured financial transactions. So, if he hadn't had those other technologies that he made money on, wouldn't have the money to be investing in these other ones. And like he said, he's lived on very little, if any, since then. I've been to his place. We've eaten with him. And, all I can say is I think he's for real. And here's that PERPA thing that you're talking about. This little secret, this is on their website as well. You can look under PERPA, and it says, what is PERPA? P-U-R-P-A. It's the acronym for Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act. It says enacted in 1978.
Now, let me answer the question a little differently before you go on. PERPA is an unconstitutional regulatory behemoth that is absolutely tampered in the free market, shutting technologies like this down. That's what it really is, Kurt.
Yeah, well, and they're, they don't pull the punch or do the punches quite like we do, but it says on their website, it says it was meant to promote energy conservation, in parentheses, it says reduce demand.
And see, I would say that's the guise that we accepted under, but continue.
That's right. And promote greater use of domestic energy and renewable energy, and then it says increase supply. What it generally means, they have a section that says the law forces really you know, nice thing. But it says forced electric utilities to buy power from other more efficient producers, such as cogeneration plants, if that cost was less than the utility's own avoided cost rate to the consumer. The avoided cost rate was the additional cost that the electric utility would incur if it generated the required power itself.
Now, let me give you an example to kind of illustrate this. They got these regulatory commissions across communications and everything else. And I know about it in the communications because I work IT a lot and I see this more there. But the principle is the same that I'm getting at here. And that is this. I say to my phone company, hey, I want my phone bill to be less. I want per minute less charges. And they're like, well, the regulatory commissions won't let us give you a better price, Sam. Oh, I see. And so you got these regulatory government control mechanisms that publish rates. And then even when a phone company wants to give me a better rate, oftentimes they can't. And that's what we see with these things. And what you're hearing is a lot of complicated gobbledygook. But what it means is government puts itself as the center to decide who the winners and losers are. And they do it under a program called PURPA. Right? I mean, that's the bottom line, Kurt. Anything else on that?
That's what I see, Sam, and, you know, they're not going to say it quite the same way as we do, but, you know, you can read it on their site and things like that, but so much of it has to do with government control, government regulation, and the president is right when he says, hey, we got to get rid of all this, you know, regulation that is, well, hampered and hamstrings us, you know.
Amen.
In so many ways.
Now, I'm going to attack both of us, Kurt, on the radio. I'm going to attack ourselves for a second.
All right.
And I'm going to for a purpose, to illustrate something. You know, sometimes we get our minds made up about certain things, about how they really are, or what they really mean, or what they really stand for, or what they really... And we think we know, and oftentimes we do know quite a bit, but we don't know the whole picture. You know, only God knows that. But we learn more of the picture, and when we do... Sometimes our ideas evolve, and so I've been very critical of a lot of these technologies, wind and solar and whatever powers, not because I don't believe the technology can be real, not because I don't believe the free market can make them viable, but because they're so government regulated and controlled, when you invest in them and get involved in them, what you're really doing is being played for a sucker by this manipulated situation, this regulated, this subsidized market. I mean, this guy, Neldon, just went off on this. He said, hey, when you put a solar panel on top of your house, you're not getting any benefit. You're just stealing from all the other taxpayers. Not because, again, let's be clear, not because the technology couldn't be viable, but because the government wants to maintain their control at the center of it. And so they put regulation in place. They put subsidization in place. They put central grids in place. They do all these things. So even if you get a solar panel, which is the government's way to stop people from really getting decentralized solar technology, right? So I'm never critical of the technology. I'm critical of the way that it's unfolding and going down. And I think Kurt's kind of given me pushback and been frustrated for me sticking on this point so long, but now he's kind of realizing what I'm saying is true. I'm starting to realize that, you know what? Just because some technologies aren't available for me this very second, that doesn't mean that they're not viable. I get a little bit jaded by thinking, man, I keep asking for these technologies and nobody can deliver them. Well, no wonder nobody can deliver them. The poor guy's involved in a big old government lawsuit to just wreak havoc on him since 1987, for crying out loud, right? And then we discover this thing called PURPA. I've known the principles here, but I've never even heard of this thing. But now, hey, it's starting to put reality to the points that I'm making. Starting to put reality to the points Kurt's making. And we don't even disagree as much as we might have thought we would yesteryear. Same with all of you. We learn, we grow, we evolve. That's what this broadcast is all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is America. The genius that made the greatest country on the face of the earth can bring technologies to you, and we can all learn and grow and be part of it. Isn't it awesome? Quick pause. I got another superhero to tell you about on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt had to fly. Sam riding solo for the rest of the broadcast. I'm going to tell you a little secret about Kurt. Kurt goes and helps clean his church every Saturday morning. That's why he takes off on the Saturday broadcast slightly early. He probably wouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. You know, this is an example of where they paint Sam and Kurt and all the people that we run with as evil enemies of, you know, conspiracy theorists. We're evil. We're white supremacists. We're every name in the book they call us, because everything we do stands for independence, stands for God, family, and country. And these are things they cannot stand, because if we have our way, America will be great. America will be moral. God, family, and country will be at the center of everything we do. Life, liberty, and property will be protected. Decentralization and freedom and honest money will become the righteous order of the day. Good people will be taught correct principles and govern themselves. And man, just imagine, they won't have their control grid, folks. They'll lose it all. They'll lose their whole global tyranny idea. That's a failure anyway. And they're going to lose. They just don't know it. And so they're fighting so desperately, so hard to preserve what their perceived solution is. They know what's best for you, and they're going to force you into an idea. It's a lie. We reject abortion and pro-death and stand for pro-life. And our clarion call is ringing so loudly, they don't know what to do. So they mock us and lie and deceive and play games. Well, you know what? We're winning, and we're not going to stop. We discuss disruptive technologies on the radio. We talk about these principles, and we're making a difference. It is, by the way, National Superhero Day, where they celebrate fake movies and, you know, these characters that don't mean a darn. But we discuss things that do matter a whole lot, and we point you to heroes that are standing up and making a difference day by day, one person, one issue, one heart, one mind at a time. The power of one. With synergy becomes the power of thousands. And then the silent moral majority becomes a whole lot less silent. And they mock us for preaching to the choir. And I say, what was the choir like before I was a member? And so. And you get involved where you can. You may not be a talker like Sam. You may not be the gift of gab guy. But you can be great at doing something. And you can get on your knees and find out before God what it is and get involved. Maybe you're a funder. Maybe you're an advertiser. Maybe you run a business. Maybe you're a columnist. Maybe you just share the word with your friends. Maybe you educate yourself and call Congress about the things we talk about and influence them for good. Well, there's a lot of people doing just that. And I want to tell you about this clean energy CEO. Headline says, clean energy CEO admits that offshore wind is terrible policy. I'm going to say that again. Clean energy CEO admits that offshore wind is terrible policy. And he's doubling down and telling you that a lot of these projects are failures. Because government subsidization and government regulation is just out of the stratosphere on these things. And as you were just told by Neldon, and now this CEO admits, just like I've been telling you for decades, these technologies are real. It's not the technologies that are a problem. It's the government manipulation of and forced control of these technologies that are absolutely bogus. And so right now, the way the government wants to force a solar panel on your roof is bogus. The way they want to force a wind turbine out in the ocean, government style, is bogus. What they need to do is reduce the regulation. Donald's spot on this. What they need to do is get rid of the government subsidizing and let the free market bring these better mousetraps to your rooftop, to your door, to your life. And when good, honest folks like Neldon and this other guy, I don't even know this clean energy CEO, but he admits the truth, and so I support him. Offshore wind is terrible policy. He doesn't say it's terrible technology. He says it's terrible policy, and he's absolutely spot on. Two other quick heroes to mention before the end of the hour. All right? Our buddy Mike Kennedy kicks off primary campaign at his home in Alpine, Utah on Friday. Now, you got this Mike Kennedy guy, and the Associated Press, in my opinion, tries to poison the well on this guy. They say financial disclosure forms show Utah U.S. Senate candidate Mike Kennedy has about $2 million in net worth. And then they say that Kennedy loaned about $250,000 of his own personal retirement money to his campaign. And we get this from the, you know, documents that they force you under all these regulatory bogus guidelines to document all this stuff. Anyway, he's a family doctor, or he was, and he's also an attorney. So you got a doctor and attorney who has turned legislator since like 2014, I think it is. And I bring this up because this guy's worked hard all his life as a doctor and an attorney, and he's managed to have a net worth of $2 million. Now, that's dreaming the American dream, baby. I don't have any problem with it. The guy's worked his guts out. He deserves it. As he doesn't need to worry about his financial well-being anymore, he turns to kind of reaching out to care for his country. And I commend him. And so what happens is now the mainstream press tries to act like this guy's a rich guy taking on another rich guy named Romney. And so they admit later in the story that Romney's got money to dwarf Kennedy. But what they kind of try to make you think of is, oh, Kennedy's just a rich guy too. And it's a shame. It's a shame, folks. Because the truth is, yeah, Mike Kennedy's, you know, not a poor guy. But he's not just filthy rich. He's worked his whole life and now he has a retirement of $2 million. The guy could go merrily along and be a doctor or an attorney or whatever he wants to do for his life and not have another thing to worry about ever. But he takes a break from all that. He takes $250,000 from his retirement and says, I'm serious about my bid. And he puts his own money where his mouth is, folks. He gets it done. And he says, I might not have as much money as the other guy, but I'm going to put in my resources. And I'm going to ask others to help me to do the same. And so he literally, I mean, how many politicians launch a bid for their the primary campaign? How many of them kick off their bids at home with their friends and family around? Well, Mike Kennedy does. And Mike Kennedy is, in my opinion, for real. Okay? Now, I'm not saying he's a perfect candidate. But he is for real. He doesn't need the money. It's kind of like Trump a little bit. He is an outsider. He's made his money as a doctor and as an attorney, not as a politician. He's been in the state legislative body for like since 14. So he's got a little bit of experience. But he comes from the outside with fresh ideas and his whole purpose. And we're trying to get Mike on the radio. So we'll work on that. He's busy, busy, busy. But we'll get him to come on with us and talk about this. His primary focus for his campaign, folks, is to reduce government debt. And you do that, ladies and gentlemen, by reducing spending. Now, in my opinion, that whole focus for a campaign is it comes from the heroes, folks. It comes from people that are serious. You take your own personal money, you kick off your campaign with your family and friends in your local neighborhood, and you talk about how to reduce spending in government. Boy, howdy, do we need a guy like that? I'm not here to tell you the guy's perfect. But I am here to tell you that they try to mock him in the mainstream press as if he's just another rich guy. You might as well go with the most favored battle of the rich guys because they're all rich anyway. Okay, this is a lie. I agree, he's not poor. He's got $2 million net worth. Fine. But he's worked hard for it his whole life. Aren't you glad that a family's stable and that he has time to spend on caring for others, reaching out in service to his country? You think the guy's going to be a career politician? I'm telling you right now, I commend Mike Kennedy. We'll get him on the radio. We'll talk more about what he intends to do for his campaign. He's already created an upset that shocked Romney. And this is my point. We don't need as much money as the other guys. But you got to have money. Well, he's already put $250,000 into his campaign of his own money. Now you can say, well, he just loaned it, Sam. Yeah, but he may never get paid back. It is an act of faith. It is an act of defiance. It is an act of independence. It is an act of true intentions. And it's an act of personal sacrifice. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the makings of a statesman. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the makings of a statesman. Okay, Mike Kennedy has shocked the establishment. Now, they're going to do everything they can to mock and to shut down this guy. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think this guy is the answer. Not singularly. Not because we put our faith in a person, but because we put our faith in and confidence around the principles that he's backing, which is I'm going to put my own money in. I'm going to take a break from my very profitable life as a doctor and as an attorney, and I'm going to go serve someone because I don't need money now. I can turn my sights, rather than feeding my family, I can turn my sights to other areas. I can turn my sights to this effort to make America great again. And I'm going to start by saying, hey, a lot of effort has been good. And we commend those efforts. But you know what? There's a lot more to get done. And we're going to start by talking about cutting spending. Boy, howdy, do we need that. Now, some want to know. In the Drudge Report, it says, crash of 1929, can it happen again? And the answer is, you bet it can. But if Mike Kennedy has anything to do with it, we won't be in as much debt, and the likelihood of it happening will significantly decrease. If we ignore the moral hazard, the likelihood will increase. What do you want to support, folks? Republicans are working on a secret plan to repeal Obamacare again. Well, the mainstream press brings this up as a negative, and I bring it up and say, get on it, folks. Mike Kennedy will help. I'm sure he will. Right? Now, I got one other interesting tidbit for you. In addition to telling you that Mike Kennedy may not be perfect, but I'm telling you, he's a hero. He's for real, and he puts his money where his mouth is. Okay? I know that because he's an outsider. And when an outsider that puts personal sacrifice to go ahead and say, I want to reduce spending in government, that's something to be applauded. That's something to support. That's something to get involved in for solutions, and he wants our help. Republicans are working on a secret plan to again repeal Obamacare. I pray for their success. I've been disappointed and a little bit jaded about their failed attempts, their lack of genuineness. But I will say this. I hope they're successful. Oh, heavens, we hope they are. Last article before the end of the hour. I mentioned to you that I appreciate Kanye West and his support for the truth, that we don't all have to be Democrats, that we have the right to our own independent thoughts, and there's no crime or criminal activity in that. Well, Kanye went and had a battle with John Legend. You know the singer, right? John Legend and Kanye West were at Chrissy Teigen's baby shower. Now, I don't know why two guys were at the baby shower, but they were. I usually let the girls go to that, and I go out to eat with the boys. But anyway, Kanye West and John Legend talk Donald Trump at Chrissy Teigen's baby shower? And the important reason I bring this up is because they agreed to disagree. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need more of in our society as well. If we disagree with one another, we need to learn to do so agreeably. We can say we just disagree, but we can do so without attacking each other as terrorists. We can do so with saying there's respect and dignity in each other's beliefs, even if we don't agree on it. We can talk and work together and find solutions and slowly but surely change our opinion and grow in our understanding. And we can absolutely make America great again. But it's going to take every one of us to get involved. We ask for your help. Donate today at libertyroundtable.com or libertynewsradio.com. This is the Widow's Might Radio Network. We declare this nation shall endure.